This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line, available at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine broadcast. It's coronavirus time. Yeah, we're all engaged in social distancing and lockdown. And this program is going to focus primarily on COVID-19. Yeah, that's the appropriate theme for today's show. So you can call us. We invite your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. If you want to share your experiences with coronavirus, if you have suffered from it, you know, someone who has, or if you're merely experiencing the dislocation of social distancing and lockdown and self-quarantining, call us at 877-726-8255 this hour or next. Or if you have questions about coronavirus, about high-tech approaches to it, about testing for it, about natural therapies that may be plausible in terms of setting up a bulwark against the infection or helping us make our course of this viral infection less deadly. We've got some tangible ideas for you. I wrote about it in a special newsletter article that most of you have received. If you subscribe to our newsletter, don't hesitate, because we're sending out extra special issues talking about coronavirus and how you can protect yourself and your family. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. What's it like in New York City? Well, I'm here in the heart of Manhattan, which is thought to be ground zero for coronavirus. And as far as I'm concerned, it is only a minor inconvenience. I personally haven't been sick, and although I know some family members were sick, but that was prior to the recognition that coronavirus was rampant, and it may well have been that they had mild cases of coronavirus, and it may be that I was exposed and had a subclinical case of it, never noticed any symptoms, and for all the world, I might be immune. We'll talk a little bit about that phenomenon. There's been no social breakdown, no looting. No, we're not turning into Mad Max, Road Warrior, post-apocalyptic scene here in New York. It's very quiet, but the streets are not really deserted. I think the media is selectively reporting pictures of New York as if it's a ghost town. A lot of people are out and about. Some are wearing masks and gloves, and other people are not, because the masks don't seem to do that much if you're social distancing. There have been, although we worried about this, we worried about shortages. We said, well, what happened? You know, Manhattan is an island, and what happens if it gets locked down and we're going to run out of food and we're going to run out of toilet paper? And initially, there was a run on stores and some items disappeared. But now the stores are fully stocked. And although some stores limit the number of customers that can go in, if I go in early in the morning to my local green market, it is stocked to the rafters with great fresh food, wonderful produce, fresh meats and fish and poultry And there are virtually no products that we can't get a hold of. So, you know, we're not starving here. I'm stuck here. I have an office in New York. It's currently closed. I'm doing telemedicine with patients who want to get in touch with me. Some of them have symptoms that are related to coronavirus. And some just have their ordinary medical concerns that they have to share with me. It's been a couple of weeks since they've been able to get in touch, and they can't come into the office. So I'm doing telemedicine conferences with them, and it's working out quite well. And so I'm going to be here for the duration. They say that the lockdown in New York may last through next month and perhaps well into May. Although other parts of the country, there's no reason why they shouldn't start to open, at least on a limited basis. New York just seems to be a big concentration of cases, and we're seeing a lot of people hitting the hospitals and emergency rooms, and the concern is that we're going to overburden and overwhelm our medical response capabilities, and that's the meaning of hashtag flatten the curve. We're not going to stop the virus. We're not going to make it go away. We're just going to make it so that our medical resources can handle the large number of cases that we're going to see. I mean, we have to keep in mind that although there are literally thousands of cases in New York, tens of thousands of cases, New York's a big place. And so that means that roughly 99% of the population is unaffected or maybe unaware that they may have or have had coronavirus. It's unclear at this time. And even if I try to travel outside of New York City, you know, maybe I'm going to, at various times I thought of making a getaway to my summer quarters, which is outside New York City, I won't be welcome because New Yorkers are considered pariahs. We're the lepers, modern-day lepers of the 21st century. I'm supposed to self-quarantine for 14 days and, you know, people see me with my New York Yankees cap in another state. They're going to cringe, and they're going to say that I'm socially irresponsible for bringing the contagion to their relatively unaffected areas. So the way I see it, we're in the beginning of the middle. The beginning of this, there was a lot of denial. There was a lot of confusion. We're beginning to understand this contagion a little better. Not yet the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not being cavalier about this, but we're in the beginning of the middle where we're ascending the upward curve in terms of the number of cases, and it's probably going to get worse in the hospitals before it gets better. But at least we are understanding this. Also, the scope of the epidemic. Early in the week, I talked to experts who estimated that we may have as many as 2 or 3 million deaths in the United States. And that's according to modeling and predictions by epidemiologists and health authorities that extrapolated from the experience in places like Italy. But it turns out that those estimates may have been a little alarmist. And now we're reducing the projections, suggesting that indeed tens of thousands of Americans may die. But when someone with, say, advanced pancreatic cancer contracts coronavirus and dies, what's the meaning of that statistic? Does it mean that they would have years and years and years of productive life unless the coronavirus had hit our shores? Or is it merely a culling of the herd, so to speak, and people who are very, very vulnerable? Now, admittedly, some people who are ostensibly healthy, individuals who are in their 30s and 40s, especially healthcare workers, had overwhelming exposure to viral particles. They're coming down with very, very serious life-threatening infections and in some cases dying tragically. I'm not here to say that this is trivial or akin to the flu. I think that comparison is a wrong one. This is many times more fatal than the flu. But the good news is that it's not approaching the fatality rate of the previous SARS epidemic and the MERS epidemic of the early 2000s. These had mortality rates in the high double digits, or in the low to mid double digits, killing 15, 30, 50% of people who contracted the virus. That's not happening here. Although the virus is very contagious, and there's also the concern that a lot of people can be walking around with it and still transmit it. Until we have proper testing, we won't know for sure. So let's take your questions, 877-726-8255. We also have some recorded questions because our telephone lines are open 24/7 for recorded calls, even when we're not on the air, from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on a Saturday. So we'll take some of your live questions. We'll take some of your recorded questions about coronavirus in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, broadcasting, of course, remotely. And I don't even usually go into the studio, so it's a matter of habit. A lot of radio hosts these days are broadcasting from home. I usually broadcast from my home studio. And I'm here in New York City. And you can call us, 877-726-8255. I'm looking forward to talking to you about your experiences during the COVID-19 pandemic and what you're doing about it, and also questions that you might have about coronavirus. 877-726-8255. We put out a lot of special podcasts and newsletters on the subject, so just go to drhoffman.com and take advantage of all the informative content there. And where we differ a little bit from, you can watch, cable news 24/7, read the newspapers online. But we take a little bit of a different perspective on things because we're looking at natural solutions, not exclusively, because we also talk about high-tech solutions, and I'll share some of those with you in just a few moments here on today's broadcast. But I have to say I'm very pleased with the responsibility of citizens in obeying this social distancing diktat, because it's a big thing. And, we're not like communist China or even democratic countries that are a little authoritarian like Singapore and South Korea. We are a country which prizes our freedom and civil liberties, but a lot of people are behaving very responsibly, and especially here in New York, people are listening. They're staying home. They're not crowding together. They're social distancing. And I think that's really going to flatten the curve. And in fact, there's some very interesting studies of what happens when we flatten the curve. We have no precedent for this, but there is sort of a precedent because in 1918, and the record keeping wasn't that scrupulous then, but historians have gone back to the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic, which killed 675,000 Americans, killed 50 to 100 million people worldwide. It was much worse than this current pandemic. And there were no tools, there was no medicine, not even antibiotics, which would take care of secondary infections. Don't do anything for the virus, but if you develop a bacterial infection on top of a viral infection, you're in serious trouble. And, you know, medical care was very sporadic then, and communication was poor. You'd have to, you know, they didn't even have radio. They had newspapers to spread information. And they compared the responses of different cities to the epidemic. And what they found is that cities that engaged in social distancing and quarantining practices fared much better than cities that, you know, let all hang out, you know, let her rip, basically, amid the chaos of that epidemic. And some cities suffered terribly, cities like Baltimore, for example, as compared to other cities that enacted sensible quarantining and social distancing. They really flattened the curve. Like one example was Spokane, where they got the word early and they kept people safer. They didn't make it go away. There still were deaths, but it wasn't as overwhelming a problem. So that can work. I'm also pleased with the ingenuity of medicine in coming up with a lot of plausible treatments and the ingenuity of people in hospitals are coming up with workarounds for expanding the capability of ventilators. More and more companies are coming online with ventilators to support the need for more people who are sick. It turns out, interestingly, that if you come down with coronavirus, typically what happens is you may be sick for 9 to 15 days, and the people who are ending up in the hospitals on ventilators, they've been sick for a while. They've been hoping that they could turn the corner. It's not working out, and they're ending up in the hospital requiring help with breathing. I'm also exceedingly pleased with my colleagues in the natural medicine movement because I've during this time where they've been sort of enforced staying at home, I've been really studying this, and there have been some really fabulous webinars and discussions of natural therapies that can be helpful for this. And I'll share those with you to some extent during this broadcast in a more lengthy format. You can download some of my discussions on podcasts and also via our newsletter. We have a special edition of our newsletter that talks about natural support for prevention and treatment of coronavirus, which I think you'll find interesting. That just was posted. So take advantage of all those resources, and we'll be back. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'd like to hear from you out there. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're talking, of course, the subject du jour, coronavirus. We're all in lockdown, social distancing, semi-isolation. But you got me, and you can call 877-726-8255 for questions and advice and sharing your experience. Let's take a call from Donna, who is in the ground zero of coronavirus, New York City. Hey, fellow New Yorker, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you. We're doing well.
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, in January, I was supposed to get hip surgery.
Yeah.
And instead, I got the flu and double pneumonia.
Okay.
So for a month,
so here's the question. I'm going to throw just a possibility out here. Maybe it wasn't the flu. Did you test positive for influenza? Because this is something very interesting. A lot of my patients and even some family members were 4+ sick in January and February. And we now know that the timeline in China is much earlier than was disclosed, that this began in China probably in November. There's a lot of international travel. New York is a hub. As I go through JFK Airport, I just see hordes of Chinese people getting on planes and getting off planes, flying in directly from not just Beijing and Shanghai, but, you know, obscure places like Wuhan, you know, nonstop flights. So it may well be that some of us had this already, but we won't know until we have the proper testing available. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. In the hospital, they had actually tested me for the flu.
Okay.
And they said I had type B flu.
Okay, so it was confirmed you had the flu, which is actually one of the things that should be done when somebody comes in sick these days, is the test that we do have available is a rapid test available for the flu. So if you have the flu, they'll say, okay, you probably don't have coronavirus. You got the flu, go home. Or, you know, if you're seriously ill, you can stay in the hospital for a few days, get intravenous support, and, you know, breathing support.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, I'm reading that people should not be taking Advil with the coronavirus around, but Advil seems to be the only thing that helps me with my hip pain, and if I take 4 or 5 a week, that's more than I would need.
So, you know, I've really been doing a lot of studying on this, and, you know, all aspects of this, and one of the current controversies, which to some extent has spread kind of like an urban legend, you know, is that do not under any circumstances take ibuprofen or Advil, because the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs will make your coronavirus much worse. And the official word on that is there's no evidence that that's the case at all. And especially the way you're taking it, which is very sparingly, I would say the risk to you is minimal. However, I will tell you just anecdotally, one of my patients came to see me after being seen in an emergency room. This is on a Monday. He was seen in the emergency room on a Friday, and he had a respiratory problem. This is long before this. This is a couple of years ago. And he's diabetic. He's type 1 diabetic, otherwise healthy, but, you know, diabetics have higher risk of, you know, crashing and burning. He was told just to take ibuprofen, and he was, in fact, given prescription ibuprofen for his fever. And he just chugged that stuff. He just took a, you know, very high dose. And by Monday, he was so sick that as soon as they saw him, I said, you must go immediately to the nearest emergency room. Jump in an Uber, Lyft, or a cab, and go to an ER because your breathing is messed up, your blood sugar's out of kilter. And then I didn't hear from him. And I called his mom, who happens to be a patient. I said, what became of this young man? He was in intensive care unit for 2 weeks because of a very, very severe respiratory problem. He had acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS, which is devastating, 50% fatality, pulled through, fortunately. So was it the Advil that made things worse? Well, you know, I noticed that when I did the blood test on him, that his kidney function was messed up. And very high doses of Advil can do that, but so can other things. And so, you know, I would say be cautious about the use of Advil. If you've got a fever, if you've got coronavirus, there's another way of keeping your fever at bay, and that's by taking Tylenol. So take Tylenol, and not too much Tylenol, because too much Tylenol can be deadly for your liver. Take it as prescribed. And also take some N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, to replace the glutathione that the Tylenol will deplete. Now, that's what Tylenol does. That's how Tylenol kills you. And, in fact, the hospital antidote for people who try to kill themselves with Tylenol. So it's not a great way to kill yourself, but you can put yourself in a liver failure and make yourself need a liver transplant with, say, 20 or 30 Tylenol. Is N-acetylcysteine. They give in the form of something called Mucomist, which is a prescription medication available in hospitals. NAC. It's the same stuff that you get over the counter, except in a more concentrated form. And so, Tylenol doesn't do much for joint pain. It really doesn't. Muscle aches, headaches, fever, it's helpful. But joint pain, no. So I would say you can take a little bit of ibuprofen. Make sure you also take a lot of fish oil, take curcumin. By the way, curcumin will fortify your immune system, and it seems to have a beneficial effect for coronavirus, according to studies. We'll go through some of the natural things that are helpful for coronavirus in just a moment. So there you have it. And, if you're listening and you can hear, subliminally in the background, that's the sound of an ambulance. I'm on the 21st floor of my apartment building here in Manhattan. And, not every ambulance that you hear in the background is a case of someone who's having trouble breathing at home and has been dispatched to the hospital. But it is a little ominous. You're hearing ambulance sounds and you wonder, is that a person destined to go into an ICU in one of our local hospitals with a need to go on a ventilator? It's hard to tell. 877-726-8255 is our number. We're taking your phone calls, and I'd like to share with you this message from one of our sponsors. Remember, our sponsors are important because they're what make Intelligent Medicine continued free resource to you. Here's one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health as we age. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. The nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule which we all make in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. And in fact, the primary pathway through which we make nitric oxide is only already operating at a 50% capacity by the time we reach 40 years of age, and it continues to decline over time. This requires intervention through diet, lifestyle, or prudent supplementation. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life Daily provide the daily dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. I use it myself every day before I work out for that extra boost in energy levels. It's the professional grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. It's only available from healthcare providers. But you can get your Berkeley Life professional supplements by going to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips. Conveniently test your own nitric oxide level safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Now I'm going to add a little addendum to this commercial copy. Because in researching the things that are plausible for protection against COVID-19 infection and its potentially deadly consequences, nitric oxide figures prominently in it because nitric oxide aids the microcirculation. It appears that nitric oxide status, in other words, your ability to synthesize nitric oxide, may be a bulwark against that serious downward spiral that some people experience when they get sick. It's really something worth studying when we get out of the crisis mode here. I hope we keep good records and test people for their nitric oxide levels and their capacity to generate nitric oxide, because I think it may be one of the distinguishing characteristics of who has a mild case and who stays well. Again, nowhere am I suggesting that this is some sort of magic silver bullet against coronavirus. Far from that. But nutritional support for nitric oxide can be a helpful preventive measure. So what would be the ideal testing situation? There's been a lot of talk about how, we're unprepared, don't have enough tests, not enough, the right people are getting tests. So people are complaining online that they're sick. And they ask for tests, and they can't get tests. They say, no, you're not sick enough. Well, we only use these tests on the sickest of patients. And now we're getting more tests. So an interesting thing is happening. The number of cases of coronavirus skyrocketing But in part, that is an artifact of the fact that we're doing more testing. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's number of people getting sick is going through the roof. It is increasing, but it may be increasing at a lower actual rate than the number of confirmed cases, because now the tests are becoming more widely available. But what the tests do is they test for active infection. And that's good, because then, you know, you have it. But the ultimate test would be, and by the way, a lot of people are having to wait. They're saying, well, you know, there's even an article by Peggy Noonan, who is a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, high-profile individual, and she was sick at home, and she got it. Finally, she was able to get a test, but she says she's been waiting for the results for days. No, she's better already, but she would have liked to have known if she really had it. She doesn't even know to this point. So the ideal test, point-of-care testing with rapid results. In other words, you go to a health facility or a doctor's office, and just like they have the rapid flu test, you know, they can tell you, you can just say, you're waiting, you know, wait around, we'll tell you, and the doctor comes out and says, yep, you got it, okay? Hopefully with appropriate isolation techniques. Doctor's offices are lousy places to be these days, so if you're sick, you not necessarily want to go to your local urgent care or to a doctor's office. You want to, you know, self-quarantine. And if you're in serious trouble, yeah, okay, go to one of the facilities they've set up, proper emergency room for acute treatment. But these rapid tests, Roche is coming up with just thousands and thousands and thousands of units that can rapidly process thousands of tests per day. And that's going to be the way to go, you know, maybe with a finger stick or a nasal swab that can tell you. Now, the ultimate test is an antibody test. That tests whether you've had it. And that's very important for two reasons. One, if you've had it, you're probably going to be immune for months and months and maybe years and years and maybe for the rest of your life. And that means it's safe for you to go back to work because you're not going to get sick. And if you'd also couple that with a test that showed that you're no longer infectious, because you might be infectious for days or even weeks after you seem to recover, we can then get some of our workforce back into play and save our economy from going into a fatal nosedive. Also, these antibody tests will tell us who has recovered, and they can be sources of what's called convalescent serum. We can get kind of a chicken soup out of the plasma of patients who have been sick and volunteer to donate blood. And this plasma can be, in the absence of completely effective drugs to treat this condition, this plasma can provide an immune boost to people who are struggling with the disease. And that's being thoroughly tested right now and offers a promising avenue for drug development and a treatment option for people who are sick. So we need those antibody tests. They're coming on stream in April. Hopefully, they'll be made widely available. I personally would like to know, have I been exposed inadvertently? Maybe I've developed antibodies to this. That would reassure me that I can go out in public safely, take off that N95 mask, and breathe the air and go back and see my patients in person, even if they're sick. And for hospital workers, that would be very important to see if they have acquired immunity and can go back on the line safely. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is the number for questions and sharing your experience of the current coronavirus lockdown. This is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Of course, the subject, you know, I mean, this is a medical show, but the subject par excellence that's going to push out all our other regular content is coronavirus and COVID-19. So we're taking calls, 877-726-8255. I got a lot of additional information to share with you this hour and next. Let's talk to Diane in Scranton, PA. How you doing?
Thank you. So I heard your very informative show with Dr. Gallant. He mentioned elderberry. So my question is there any concern about taking raw elderberry extract because of cyanide concerns?
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about elderberry. Elderberry is actually one of the plausible protective nutraceuticals versus coronavirus. But there's some controversy about it. You know, first of all, as you say, elderberry extracts are safer than raw elderberry fruit. This is according to Dr. Gallant, who I interviewed. And it's a very informative podcast that you ought to go back and listen to. We did it earlier in the week, and it's available at drhoffman.com. He says the leaves, bark, and roots of elderberries contain a toxic substance, which I presume you're referring to. It's removed by cooking or extraction. So most commercial products, you know, unless you're, you know, making your own home brew of elderberry, are going to refine the product to eliminate the toxic residue. But here's a more important concern. Elderberry is immune stimulating. This has been demonstrated very conclusively in scientific studies that it raises levels of cytokines, which are protective against infection. They're your bulwark against viruses and bacteria and fungi, and, you know, part of the body's response. However, there's at least a theoretical concern that while taking elderberry may be protective and may be good in the early phases of infection, if you have a mild infection, it might be fine to take, that if you're entering that downward cascade called cytokine storm, where people, you know, have trouble breathing, their lungs fill up with fluid, during that stage, elderberry may be counterproductive, may make things worse. There's been a lot of controversy on the discussion boards about that among some of the best healthcare practitioners, integrative doctors that I work with, that state that that concern is overrated, that elderberry has a very mild effect on cytokines, and that if you truly have cytokine storm, it's kind of like spitting into a hurricane to take elderberry. It's not going to make a big difference in terms of making things worse and make things better. Another thing about elderberry, it has many modes of action that may be helpful for coronavirus. It also contains substances that are protease inhibitors. And if that sounds like a familiar term, protease inhibitors are a mainstay against HIV viruses. And by blocking proteases, we can actually block the replication of viruses, which makes elderberry a very plausible therapy and preventive for COVID-19. So I'm thinking elderberry is okay, and especially the good commercial brands that have their flavonoid or anthocyanin in content that's standardized. That should work for you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, as we take questions.